Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And today, I'm going to talk about an experience I had last night. I had a dream that was kind of weird, but also cool and a little bit scary, not to be honest, just to be honest, man. So, I had a dream last night. But before the dream, let me tell you what happened before my night routine, my bedtime routine. So normally I'll, you know, go in the morning to ground, to do my grounding routine. But yesterday I didn't get to do it in the morning. So I was like, you know what? I'll do it before I go to sleep. So right after dinner, you know, so I went to the restroom real quick and then I went outside. I was like, you know what? Let me ground right now before I take a shower and all that good stuff. So I go outside and I'm grounding, you know, I'm praying and doing a quick prayer. And I'm praying, usually I'll pray for like, you know, just like, thank you, God, for all the blessings, you know, forgive us for all our mistakes and, you know, and bless us with, you know, love, peace, health, happiness, abundance, and all that stuff. But then I was like, you know, let me keep on praying. I want to pray for the family. I want to pray for my friends. I want to pray for my community. And then I kept on praying for different, you know, people. And then I got to this point where like, oh, you know what? I usually, back in the days, For the last few years, I would pray for the kids, and I would pray for the kids that are going through tough struggles, like health conditions, you know, also abuse and stuff like that. So I started praying for the kids that are being abused and the kids that are going through like disease. And as I'm praying for that, I also pray for like, you know, for God to bless them with love and peace and health and safety and to place them in a place, a home with full of love and somebody to take care of them, right? And just to for him to protect them. And then I finished my prayer. It was about 10 minutes or 5 minutes, something like that. I lost track of time when I was grounding. And then I go inside, you know, take a shower and all that stuff. And then I eventually try to go to sleep. I go to sleep pretty late. But throughout the night, I was having these dreams that I was hanging out with my kids and my wife and we're in my old vehicle that I had back in the late 90s. I had this vehicle. It was an 87 Maxima or 86 or 87 Maxima. It was a big little car. And I was driving with my kids and I felt cool driving them out of the car with my kids. And like, oh shit, like they're getting to see my car. And we're driving around looking for snacks. And we pull up to the snack place and there's tons of people there. And I see a bunch of my friends there. And there's a long line to get the snacks. It's like, you know how they sell like the Mexican snacks, like corn on the cup, you know, flaming hot cheese, all that good stuff. So we're in line and all of a sudden, I don't know, like the dream just shifts and it's just my wife and my kids and there's nobody there at the store anymore. It's just empty. Like there's no more people. And I think they're about to close or whatever. So like, hey, what's new? Let's go, you know, let's leave. But right behind us, we're outside like this area where they sell this stuff, right? It's like a little, it was already dark time. It was late night time. And we're like in this place and we're outside this, what it looked like a gasoline store / snack shop. And there was nobody there already. And you can see like a wall, like a 3-foot wall, like at the end of the parking lot. And I see two little kids running. Well, they look little, but I don't know how old they were, but you could tell that they were trying to hide behind the fence. So I'm like, yo, look, check out the kids. By this time, I already knew that I was dreaming because in my dream, I told my wife, oh, you know what? We're in the dream world. I just saw my friends right now. Now they're not here. And there was a lot of people here, but now they're gone. So I know we're in the dream world. She's like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, don't worry about it. We're in the dream world, so it's okay. And then I see the kids like, oh, look at the kids. And they're hiding behind the fence. And I go up and to check to see what's going on. And they're like laughing. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like I start laughing with them. Like I just started laughing. We just started giggling. Like I could feel myself laughing in real life. And then all of a sudden the dream shifts from that scenario to us like already laying down in bed. And it was time to go to bed, right? Where like everybody's asleep. And I see the two kids by the side of the bed, and one of the two kids was more like happy and like jumping and gave me high fives, And I could feel him giving me high fives, and like he's like super happy, he's jumping around and like big old smile. And the other kid is just waiting for him in the back, but he's kind of like hunched over, like, you know, kind of like semi crawling and looking at me, but he's like, he has a big smile. But the other kid's like all over me, bro, like give me high fives, and it's pretty interesting, right? Like, and I'm happy and I'm laughing with him, like it's, this is funny, like what, like he's all happy and like just jumping like very wildly, and like it's kind of, it's like it's going on for a few seconds, and it starts to get a little bit weird because like he's just like all happy and giving me high fives, he's looking at me, and I'm like, all right, man, I'm going back, I'm going to bed, like, so I lay down. So by this time, he grabs onto my toes, on my right foot, and he's grabbing on like dear life. I can feel him like squeezing my feet, bro, like my foot. I'm like, and I'm trying to like get him off my foot, you know, like, hey, yo, this is kind of getting kind of weird, because I knew I was asleep and dreaming, but starting to feel like very real. So he grabs onto my foot, and then eventually I wake up in real life. I wake up and I look at my feet, and my feet were not hanging, but it was like towards the side of the bed, and you can tell, like, I could feel like if the child was still holding on to my foot, he had to let go of my foot. Like, I felt the not the pain, but just like the feeling of somebody holding your foot. And I was like, that's weird, bro. I was kind of like tripping out and scared at the same time. So like, I got up, went to the restroom, like, man, what the hell was that all about? I was funny, scary, and weird, you know, like it started getting kind of scary at the end. And you know how, if you know about Mexican folklore, you know, and like just our kind of scary stories, we always talk about scary stories about somebody holding your foot while you're asleep, you know, pulling your feet kind of thing. So it reminded me of that. That's why I was kind of tripping out, like, what if it's like a duende or some shit, you know, like I was kind of scared, but at the same time I was kind of not scared. It's just like kind of confused of the whole situation, how to feel about it. But I was like, I did a little quick prayer when I was in the restroom, just waiting to like kind of cool down and not be as like alerted. And I was praying, I was like, hey, I kind of put two and two together. Like, dude, I was praying for the kids earlier this evening before I went to bed, and I hadn't done that in a while. So I was like, maybe it was like a sign of God that the kids are happy because I prayed for them, you know, and this is maybe my subconscious or my conscience working to create this image, or was it really an entity that was there thanking me for the prayer? So I just started going on this wild trip of thought, man, and I was like, wow, I don't know what to think about it, but it was very impactful because I can feel the kids' presence. But after that, like after I woke up and everything, I didn't feel it anymore. But I was sharing it with the homies earlier today, and I was like, what do you think that was? You know, and he's like, nah, man, it's probably God sending you, you know, confirmation that your prayers are being heard, you know, and these kids are being helped through God's energy. He's protecting them, and he's saving them, and he's giving them whatever you had prayed for. And maybe that's why they're happy to see you, you know? It's like confirmation that they're there to, you know, show you happiness and that they're good, not suffering or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's a good feedback, man. I was like, I like that. It's just, it was scary at the moment, at the very end, where like they're holding on to my foot and I couldn't, they wouldn't let go, and I couldn't get them off of me. And I just woke up and it's been present in my mind all day. So I was like, yo, let me share that on the podcast. Maybe you guys have some feedback. Maybe you had a similar experience, or maybe you have a similar experience that was scary, or maybe you've seen where like you've prayed for somebody and then they come into your reality in a dream state, you know? So I wanted to talk about that. I really wanted to share that thought, that experience. And I don't see it as something scary, like per se, but it felt scary during the moment, you know, while they were holding onto my foot, or he was all holding onto my foot and he wouldn't let go. But maybe it was the last time I was going to see them in the dream world, you know. I don't know, man. Pretty wild, how the brain works and how spirituality works. And if you put it all together, the different dimensions that we live in, the astral plane, you know, the plane of existence, where the reality, the 3D world, then the 4D and the 5D and all the different dimensions and all the different versions that exist. You know, if you think about the difference in the world, how every dimension has a different existence and a different parallel universe. So I was just thinking about that. I was like, wow, what if, I don't know, man. It's just a lot of thoughts came to my head after that little dream. And I woke up and was like, all right, man, let's go. It's another day. It's time to stop. Got to keep on praying. Got to keep on working. Got to keep on doing the things that we have to do to become the best version of ourselves. A lot of thoughts have gone into my mind, like good thoughts on how to put stuff together to become, you know, more successful in life with, you know, not just with financial stuff, but also spiritually, mentally, physically, and in all the dimensions to prove that it is possible to reach the highest version of yourself and consistently work at it and become, you know, that version of yourself that you didn't think could be real. So, I don't know, man. I just had to share that thought. Let me know what y'all think. I know they shared it already with the Frequency Squad, and let's see what the feedback they gave me. I know that Luis, jump out. He shared some feedback real quickly, and we'll see if you guys have any feedback and talk about your experiences. We can, if you want, we can put it on the show and let me know what y'all think. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. This is another episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. Go to the website, go to infinitetree.online. Go check it out. There's a lot of free information. It's not even, look, if you think about it, I'm giving you information that probably a lot of people will never tell you. So go into that website. I have a lot of stuff that I talk about there. A lot of stuff that can elevate you in all facets of life, between, you know, your mental health, your body, your spirit, your financial literacy, and just mantras, and just all kinds of information that can elevate you to the next level. And also remember, we are not a brand. We are frequency.